Good morning. How's everyone today?
Good morning, Steve. It's Betty, and I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Doing great.
That's good.
Need to get your email address in my phone, or if I don't have it, I think I do, but gotta get the whole group's stuff in here. I have to look it up, see if I've got it.
Yeah, I feel that way too, because I don't have everybody's, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't think I've got yours. If you'll send me an email at steve@allswell.org, I'll get it added.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Created over the weekend.
John Joanne has arrived.
Blog. Good morning, Char.
Good morning.
Good morning, Char and Joanne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anyway, as I was telling you, Betty, if you go to allswell.org and then click on the lifestyle blog, need some feedback.
What was that for, Steve?
So that we have the calls recorded and so people can make comments.
Uh-huh. Has arrived.
AllIsWell.org and click on what?
The lifestyle blog. It's right next to the lifestyle link for the calls.
Yeah.
Oh. Need feedback of what we need in it. And you guys can make comments. You can just sign into the blog and make comments. So you can add to what Char sent in me and what I've gleaned. Make it real interactive.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm back. A call. Who do we have on the line today? I heard Steve and Loretta.
And Betty.
Hi, Betty. Steve.
Hey, Char. Andy.
Char.
Joanne.
Anybody else want to say hello? Anybody else having trouble getting in the calls?
Nope.
No.
Not today, but I have had before.
Today, again, I did. It's like the third or fourth time recently. I had tried.
Last Friday, it kept being busy. I couldn't get on at all.
If you keep trying, it eventually goes through. I don't know what determines it, but I can't believe, I'm thinking it's just a problem with the line.
Yeah, I think so too.
I just hit redial and it
has arrived.
Somebody else want to say hello? Okay. This is the Advanced Lifestyle Call. Anybody have any questions, thoughts, or concerns? Anybody want to report how they are doing, what they like, don't like, are having challenges with, are having ease with? Anybody want
having
to continue the call?
Having challenges doing exercises.
I'm sorry, say that again, Loretta.
I'm having challenges in getting my exercises done. Everything else, but I just never find time to do the exercise. And I have a treadmill.
Has arrived.
How long do you plan on doing it each day?
Pardon?
How long do you plan on devoting to it each day?
Oh, just 10 minutes at first. The doctor told me just to start for a week at 10 minutes and then gradually work up.
And you're telling me you can't find 10 minutes in a 24-hour period to do it?
No.
Okay, we need something to stimulate you to get to do it. How about doing it in 2 minutes? How about 2 minute increments?
You know, it's in my front room, but my doctor said, get that out of your basement, get it in your front room, put it in front of a window and use it. So I did that, but my front room is at the other end of the house, and
so
I
don't
forget
go there
to go and use it.
So you're walking there, so that's 2 minutes right there, so you have 6 minutes left, because it's going to be 2 minutes back to the rest of the part of your house. Seriously.
I like that, yes.
I'm assuming that you cannot walk outside right now, correct?
No, it's too dangerous on the road right now.
Okay. What about, it sounds like this isn't the body movement that you want to do. Am I correct?
It isn't the body movement, what, the treadmill?
Yeah.
No, I don't mind doing it. I just can't seem to do it. If the weather gets nice and I can get out and walk, that, you know, then I can walk for 30, 45 minutes.
Until that happens, is there another form of movement that you can do in the house that you would enjoy more than the treadmill?
Well, I move all day long. I mean, vacuuming and cleaning, but I don't think that really counts.
Well, it doesn't. You know, the thing with that, it may raise your heartbeat some. Because I can remember several years ago, I was so cold, I actually got the vacuum out and vacuumed just to warm my body up. But it doesn't,
oh, yeah, that would do it.
It doesn't really give you the sustained movement to get the aerobic benefit that you need. So, you know, it almost become a habit by doing it at least several days consecutively for you to realize the benefit and know that you're doing something good for your body.
Right. I know.
And, you know, my bike, right, well, the other house was right in the family room. Now it's in the bedroom. And that's where I use it. So, I don't know whether you need to move the treadmill again or write yourself notes all over the house.
Yeah,
remind you. You need to find a time during the day that is going to be an agreeable time that you can do it every day at that time.
Yep.
And that helps too. I was just thinking as I was dialing the phone that my schedule now compared to what it was before my surgery is so completely different. I rarely got on the call before the surgery without doing the bike. And now I'm not even up at that time anymore. So, you know, whether I will get back to that or not, I don't know. So I had to find another time when I can do it. But moving the body is really important. We all know that. Anyone have any other suggestions?
I watched Biggest Loser last night. I like to watch that. It kind of inspires me. And, you know, I watch them people, and they're so big, and they're so overweight, and they work so hard on their exercises. And I keep telling myself, oh, come on, you can do this for 10 minutes. Just go do it, you know.
Is the TV in this?
You have a TV where the treadmill is?
Yes, great big one.
But you could be doing it while they are.
Yeah. Don't
well,
turn the TV on until you're on the treadmill. I looked to see if I was on mute still. Sorry.
Okay.
I would say don't turn the TV on.
Has arrived.
That's
front
your
of the
reward.
TV and say, you can't turn the TV on until you've turn the remote on, and you're standing on the treadmill going.
That's a good idea.
I mean, I just discipline myself. You know, I mean, that's a negative, but that would still be,
okay,
you know, accomplished.
That's a reward.
The same thing.
TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've thought about that. I do that with some other things. I do that. I don't read my scriptures. I can't watch TV.
Well,
so I guess I better do that with my exercise.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Good point.
I don't watch TV. It sounds like I'm a TV bug, but I'm not. When I'm exhausted at 8 or 9 at night, I sit down to unwind, and I'll turn it on and watch a couple of shows.
I would recommend not exercising that late.
Oh, I don't exercise that late, but I usually, after I've done doing everything for the, you know, the evening, then I sit down and watch a couple of shows on TV. It's not like I'm in front of it all day long.
I know. What time do you go to bed?
I record Dr. Oz, and I record different things, and then at night, when I finally do sit down, I watch them.
Right. What time do you go to bed?
Oh, about 11:30, quarter 12.
I think 9 o'clock is pushing it if you're going to even 10 minutes on the, well, 10 minutes isn't that much on the treadmill, but as you work up, I would certainly look for an earlier time during the day to do it.
Yeah.
But once you get in the habit, and to do it.
Right before lunch.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just gonna do it.
And 10 minutes, you know, is not a lot of time. And it does go quickly. Especially if you're not watching the clock.
But boy, when you first start out, that 10 minutes.
But really, watch, you know, turn on the tube when you're doing it. I can't imagine being on the bike without watching TV.
Oh, I do sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't want to take up all your time.
Okay. Anyone else have anything that they want to report, whether it's something that's easy for them or challenging or it can help somebody else? This is your call. Okay. Anybody see Time magazine that I think is just recently out? On the cover, it says Bitter Pill, Why Medical Bills Are Killing Us.
Mm-hmm.
My Tai Chi teacher talked about this yesterday. I was surprised that she talked about it at the beginning of the class and again at the end. And then I was on my emails last night very briefly. And Marty's cousin in Seattle sends me so many emails, probably 95% of which I delete without even looking at. And for some reason, one that he sent me yesterday, I opened, and it was titled, Gotta Watch This. And lo and behold, that's what it was. And I was shocked, and my teacher said, if you are prone to getting high blood pressure, your blood pressure may go up when you read this. It's like a 45-page article in Time magazine, which is huge for that magazine, apparently. I don't get it often, but for them to devote that much space to one topic is big. So just wanted to bring that up in case anybody is looking for reading material. So nobody has any questions, thoughts, or concerns. I just don't want to take up the whole...
What was the title of that, Nancy?
Bitter Pill, and it's right... I mean, the whole cover says Bitter Pill, and then the sub under that, Why Medical Bills Are Killing Us. And my Tai Chi teacher said something about they charge like $1.50 in a hospital for a piece of gauze, which costs them, what, 2 cents? I think that it's going to be quite an eye-opener for people who read it, whether the right people will read it and cause the stir, I don't know. The link that Marty's cousin sent me is John Stewart interviewing the author of this article. And he said in the video that it's not the hospitals that are making all this money. It's not the doctors and the nurses who are making all the money with what they're charging. It's the CEOs of these, even nonprofit hospitals, are definitely making money. One thing that annoyed me, and I don't want to belabor this, Marty had, you know, we both had post-op exams with the doc 6 weeks after our surgeries,
had to have x-rays before, obviously, just to make sure everything was in place and the way it was supposed to be. We saw the same doctor at two different facilities. My x-ray, and we both have the same identical medical insurance. I had to pay, I think it was like $36 for my x-ray. His was, I think, $89 for his x-ray. It had to have been similar number of x-rays, similar poses. And when I called after I got his bill, I said, why is, and on the bill it said something like, I forget how many hundreds of dollars for x-rays. I couldn't believe the insurance agreed with whatever. And I said, why is his x-ray bill, I see, oh, so much. Well, some facilities have a facility charge. His was at a new facility, and apparently they're charging a facility charge there. And I said, could you send me a breakdown on what this bill is, please, so I can see what it is? And they did. And when I called again, I said, I don't understand. I owe $36. He owes $89. It doesn't make sense. I just don't. It doesn't. It's crazy. Well, I ended up paying the bill, and I said to Marty, remember, remind me, when I go for my next knee, my post-op will be where I had my first one. I will not go there for a post-op and pay triple, almost, or what, double, over double of what you had to pay for your x-rays. It's crazy. So, you know, they get away with all this crap. Anyway.
Yeah.
If no one complains, they do.
Well, the insurance company.
You gotta challenge them.
You know, and they brought the drugs. I got a printout of my hospital bill, and what do they charge for the multivitamin? You're not allowed to take your own drugs in, you know, your own drugs, your own supplements in. And when they saw that I had mine, they said you can't use them. They charged for a couple of dollars for a multivitamin. It's just insane. Anyway, some of the stuff that I've been saving to share. Here's a cute, interesting, the first one I opened, People's Pharmacy, which is the great, and drugs proved to be counterproductive. our favorite. This woman's mother-in-law is 97, was on two meds on a list of drugs that cause memory and cognitive problems for older people. She didn't need these drugs. I found some alternatives to accomplish the same goals. When I wrote to her docs explaining my plan and the reasons, they became upset. They gave up on her and referred us to the doctor in charge of our local hospice. Thank goodness they did. At first visit with the doc, he told me that he would have taken his own mother off at least one of the meds himself. He set my mother-in-law up for monthly in-home palliative visits. She now has flunked out of hospice and is doing well on a small dose of blood pressure med and some vitamins. I urge others to get involved with their elderly loved ones' medical care, look at risk versus benefit, and really question the value of every prescription offered. And their answer is, thanks for telling us about your successful intervention. We hope others will take similar initiatives. Isn't it amazing? I mean, even, I think Roger, and Sven a few years ago, told of somebody who was on multiple, an older woman, on multiple drugs that was causing her to be totally in a fog. Like it may have been an aunt, and they finally took off of most of them. The woman got better. Her cognitive dysfunction went away. So, here's another article from the New York Times. Probiotics can reduce bacterial risk. Antibiotics can upset the normal balance of bacteria in the intestinal tract. Say that again. Maybe not. And one of the most common and dangerous results is infection with C. diff, bacteria that can cause diarrhea, colitis, and even death. A review of studies found that probiotics, the beneficial microorganisms introduced into the gut, can reduce the risk. And they mention lactobacillus. Compared with placebo or no treatment, higher and lower doses of these probiotic bacteria were more effective in preventing diarrhea in both adults and children. Ingesting more than one species at a time produced an even greater benefit. Overall, the researchers found probiotics reduced the risk of C. diff-associated diarrhea by 66%. Take-home message, probiotics are highly underutilized in hospitalized older adults. Preventing C. diff-associated diarrhea in this population might require more than hand washing and surface cleaning. Interesting. I have an ad here from Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, they have a coconut body butter that, I don't know if, has anybody tried this? They thought of you with this, Char, with your dry skin too. It must have coconut oil in it, I imagine. I don't know.
I've tried other coconut butters. I've not tried one from them.
Okay.
I like the straight oil. Coconut oil is what seems to work the best for me.
Do you find that it absorbs into your skin?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Good. This is from December, and so that's why it's called 12 Gifts of Good Health. I'm sure they came out with it for Christmas, but I thought some of the things are certainly helpful for us to be aware of. Molasses may be helpful in weight loss. They talk about, I mean, it's just, these are just very brief, one or two sentence things. It reduced the body fat in mice fed molasses extract for 12 weeks. Eating nuts every day could help control type 2 diabetes and prevent its complications. Mixed, salted, raw, or dry roasted all show benefits, although I would certainly, without waking, I would certainly recommend the raw over any of the others. I know roasting definitely is a negative for nuts. Omega-3s, our favorite, found in salmon, as act as a natural anti-inflammatory agent, may help reduce signs and symptoms of osteoarthritis. Antioxidants in the grape skin contribute to benefits of the HDL. It can raise the good cholesterol. Yoga and stretching relieve back pain and help improve back-related functioning. There's one yoga type that modifies yoga principles for people with health conditions. Greek yogurt is a hot topic today, but I, you know, because of the dairy that's in it, I've avoided it. But it's thicker than traditional yogurt with twice the protein and approximately half the sugar. People who eat 7 portions of fruits and veggies a day have a highest mental well-being and are the happiest. And then our favorite, sleep. Adults who get 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, as recommended from the National Sleep Foundation. Lack of sleep is linked to many health issues such as obesity, heart disease, and even cancer. Making time to meditate may seem impossible on busy days, and it's interesting, in my Simple Abundance that I read every night, that's what she was talking about for the several days ago for a couple of days in a row, how healthy and important it is to meditate. It can improve memory and make you more efficient. Meditation helps participants multitask more effectively, improve their memory, and reduce stress while working. This is for you, Loretta. Adults should get 30 minutes of exercise on most days of the week. Studies show that 3 10-minute mini bouts of activity throughout the day produce the same benefits, so take 10 whenever you can work it in. Very brief sun exposure without sun protection enables the body to produce its own vitamin D, which helps protect against cancer. Those with a history of sun sensitivity or skin cancer should avoid sun exposure. And finally, moderate intensity resistance training exercise, including 7 different exercises for 3 sets of 12 reps, was shown to reduce high blood pressure after 12 weeks. So strength training, that's another benefit of strength training, which I don't know if most of us are aware of. Anybody have any comments or questions about what I just read? Everybody's awfully quiet this morning.
No, I just got an email I think, yesterday that was from Oprah's, Oprah, and she's running a meditation series.
Oh.
I think it's 21 days, and it begins March 11th, that you can sign up for, and it's with Deepak Chopra.
Ah, you're good. So it's like just a quickie that he'll walk you through a meditation series, you say?
Yeah, I think like 15 minutes, maybe.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And they'll, you know, email you the information, and then you go and listen to it however you wish.
At your own time,
works.
I'm assuming.
Pardon me?
It'll be recorded that you can do it any time during the day?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm taking out of this anyway.
Anybody on the call meditate?
Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh, good for you. Do you find that it helps?
Absolutely. I try to do it at least first thing in the morning, and it's like taking the vital balance. It sets the tone for the day for me.
Mm-hmm. How long do you do it?
It depends. Just depends on the day.
Uh-huh.
But it's at least 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And sometimes longer.
Wow, good for you. It sounds like you have set that habit in place.
Yes, I think so. I think it's entrenched there.
Interestingly, from the Simple Abundance book, meditation doesn't only mean sitting quietly and peacefully and just being. She even says that meditation can be preparing a meal. It's the direct focus that constitutes her definition of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It could be gardening.
Yeah.
It could even be vacuuming. So, anyway, it's certainly, for people who do it regularly and with awareness, they find it very beneficial.
I utilize mine in a different way or slightly, and that is when I do my devotions in the morning, I read a short devotional or whatever it is that I'm, you know, working on then. Usually it's something that when I say working on, it's my brain being allowed to focus on that. And then just the thought process that I do afterwards. And I've got that set as part of my morning right after I'm off the call. When I sit down to do my smoothie, my KVB, now I need to call it because there doesn't have anything else in it, that's when I do it. In other words, I do exactly what I was telling Loretta to do. I don't sit down to take that smoothie or that drink until I know that I am in a frame of mind where I can sit and do what needs to be done for my brain. That works really well. I mean, I can't believe I haven't done this my whole life. I've been doing it for quite some time now, but it makes a huge difference. If I let myself off to a running go in the morning, like I've got a really early appointment, feels like something's been missing all day.
Yes, it's absolutely true.
But I find
it is just a habit.
I find it interesting that you don't take your vital balance until afterwards. For me, I think it would be more advantageous to take it first to get my mental clarity more clear.
Well, I started
what
to
I'm doing.
I guess. But what the reason I don't is because I'm taking Roger Drummer's other drink also, and that goes in first.
Yeah, okay.
So, and I sent him an email and another one, and I still haven't heard back because that was the question I did ask him, if, you know, the order of it, should it be reversed, the other, because he made it very, very clear when we started. started taking it that it needed to be the first thing that went in. So now I've got a controversy about which is really the first thing to go in. But it does that for me, Nancy. So as far as the concentration is concerned, it's huge.
Uh-huh. Good. Well, it's something that I have done periodically. Again, that habit hasn't set quite yet in a direct time to do it. I guess I could consider each night when I read my Symbol of Abundance as a couple of minutes of it anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't need to be that long. I mean, it's just putting your mind in a place where it can focus directly on, you know, something. Mm-hmm. And you're devoting that time for it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Twice a day is even better.
Sure. Even stopping at a red light, I sometimes will do a trigger with my thumb and four fingers. Sometimes it's not thumb and middle finger. And that's, you know, taking me someplace else for the duration of the red light. So, yeah. Well, we're at the bottom of the hour. Anybody have any final thoughts or questions?
Well, that last one was good, too, because we've all got those little spaces in the day that we can plug something into just to regroup our brain, I'll put it.
Yeah, and it's good to create a trigger so that you go there
right
as soon as you do whatever your trigger is. Well, it's good to hear everybody on the call this morning, and this is a temporary position for me.
Hello.
6 weeks today.
It's good to have you back, so don't say temporary for too long.
I know, but 6 weeks today I will be in the OR again, so have a great day, everybody. We have sunshine again for the second day in a row, which is amazing how different I feel anyway when I can look out and see blue sky. And big difference.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, somebody said something?
Can I ask a question? I was on mute. I'm talking to myself. has anybody ever got any leads on the computer from people that wanted to order things? Or if any can?
Yes, we just got an email from headquarters with the scams that are coming down. Are you not getting the broadcast, or maybe it didn't go out to everybody? Maybe they only put it out to people that...
Well,
no, you should have been getting it.
Well,
okay, I'll have to send it to you then, because it gave a whole bunch of experiences. I mean, they're running wild with the scams right now, so you really have to be careful when somebody sends you something. Do you have a personal web page?
From Florida, and I have no idea how she got my name. But she said that her distributor has cancer and she can't take care of her anymore. She wanted to order some things. She gave me three things that she wanted to order and said, I'll send you a check for it.
Uh-huh.
And if you order this for me. And I wrote back and I said, I have to know where you're from so that I'll know how much tax to charge. And so we're emailing back and forth. But I'm thinking, where did she get my name from? A couple of weeks ago, I got my web page set up so that people can call in and order from my web page. I don't know if that's where she got it from, but how would she get access to it if she didn't know what it was?
Why don't you
scam?
As a preferred, and let her pay by credit card. Then you.
She said I can't use a credit card.
Why not?
She said I'll send you a check.
He won't use the
and
credit
I wrote
card.
Back and I said, fine, send me the check. I'll wait for it to clear. And
right.
After it's clear, I will order your product and have it sent to you.
And she said,
you probably won't hear any more from her. And that's definitely the way to do it, because don't give out any information, of course. And they're running wild, that's all I can say. I've gotten so many I couldn't even begin to count them.
Really?
But I had the same thing happen when I was in New York and we had the bed and breakfast. I got them all the time. You can look at the wording, and usually they've got a couple of words that aren't used appropriately. They may be polishing them up now, but that was true of many of the examples that I've seen come in. So they were so bad when I was back in New York that I never answered any of them, because if they came and they were saying they were coming in, I mean, it was just the format they were using. It was just disgusting. So a lot of people are getting them, and I don't know what's triggering it. I don't know that anything much is triggering it. It's just that they're coming by information. You can go in and request or look at websites now, and you'll get linked to different things, and it'll start a whole bunch of stuff coming. So, you know, the more you're on and utilize it, and I find the computer a great convenience for getting information. I mean, I use it all the time for gathering information. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe they'll come up with something to help clear it out.
Do you think this is a scam?
You can send it to the corporation, and they'll tell you.
I've gotten the same exact wording, and so has Bobby down in Florida.
Right.
So it's the same person with a different name.
She gave me her name, but that's all. I wrote back and said I want an address, so she gave me her address. She was from Florida.
I tell them you can go and get a credit card that you deposit cash into, and then you can go on my website and you can order from there. That's what I tell them.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Everybody can get credit cards now.
So I can drop money on credit cards.
For that type of credit card, I forget what they're called.
Prepaid.
A prepaid?
It's like a gift card.
Yeah, something like
prepaid card?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll suggest that to her.
Yeah.
Because I'm not just going to send her off products. I'll never see the money. Well, that's the first time in like 17 years I've ever got anything. But I haven't had a web page either for a long time. But I thought it would be a good way to have people just go to your web page and order the Vital Balance. You know, when you tell someone about it and say, well, here's my web page, go to it and you can order it.
That's a great answer with the prepaid credit card. I'm writing it down so I don't forget to use it. Just zip it back to them.
That is, because if they have the money to send you, then they can just go buy the prepaid card.
I'm assuming, is it a bank that you would get that at? I don't remember.
I don't know.
But I have heard about them before.
Yeah, I've heard about them, but I don't know where you'd get them. I guess a bank, you could get one. Does anybody know where you get them?
Another option could be that you send you a money order.
Yeah.
I just thought of that, too. Because that's
the money order,
Money
orders can be forged really easily, so you don't want to touch money orders.
Okay, thanks for that information.
Carol used to work, she works for IP Relay Company, and when she first started, about 95% of the calls were fraud, the same type of thing that you're doing, or that you're talking about here. And the only way you can really protect yourself is just tell them, hey, get a credit card and order online, otherwise we're not talking.
Yeah, good idea.
Thanks for that information.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. Have a great day, everybody.
You too, Steve. Fortunate where we
Thank
have
you,
gone
Steve.
With all of this breakage of morals.
Yes.
Oh, well. Anyone have any final good thoughts?
Don't forget to check out Steve's spot. I'm anxious to go there. I'm headed there now.
Thanks, everybody, for your participation. I enjoyed being back, and we'll be back tomorrow with Betty. Have a good one.
Thanks, Nancy. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Bye, guys.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
To learn more about NECAN, We encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.